From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Thousands of demonstrators are gathering in Barcelona to oppose Sunday's referendum on Catalonian independence from Spain. Madrid has declared the vote illegal, and authorities in Spain have begun sealing off polling stations and confiscating ballots. While the Spanish national government says there will be no Catalonian independence vote, Catalonia's regional government continues preparations for the referendum. At the same time, the European Union officials say they will not mediate the dispute between Spain and Catalonia, calling it a matter of Spanish law. The United States State Department says North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. Get more on this story from Marissa Melton.
Tillerson said the U.S. was probing North Korea's willingness to talk and called for a calming of the situation on the Korean Peninsula, adding it was incumbent on the North to halt the missile launches. Tillerson said this was not a dark situation, that the U.S. had up to three channels to Pyongyang, and conversations were actively taking place. Tillerson did not elaborate about those channels or the substance of any discussions. While Tillerson affirmed that the U.S. would not recognize North Korea as a nuclear power, he also said the Trump administration had no intention of trying to oust North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And authorities on the Indonesian island of Bali are asking thousands of people to return home after they evacuated this week because of the threat of volcanic eruptions from long-dormant Mount Agung. The agency said the extra people are placing an undue burden on the nearly 500 shelters set up by the government for those whose homes are in the danger zone. This is VOA News. Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. This according to the Department of Defense, while 95% remain without power. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosello noted, however, that some recovery has been made. He said 51 of the island's 60 hospitals now open, and airports and seaports are receiving shipments. President Trump is set to visit Puerto Rico this week and get a firsthand look at the devastation and recovery efforts. The mayor of Puerto Rico's capital, San Juan, spoke about her hopes when Trump visits the island.
I hope that he has a chance to go into the areas that are most devastated. And I hope he gets a chance to really look at people. Look at people's faces. See them drinking from a creek. And know that we may be small, but we are great in valor.
Carmen Cruz has been critical of the Trump administration's response since the island was hit by the massive storm. Trump responded to the mayor's criticism in a tweet, saying such poor leadership ability by the mayor of San Juan and others in Puerto Rico who were not able to get their workers to help and they want everything to be done for them when it should be a community effort. The federal recovery effort has been widely criticized on the island and across the United States as slow. A bilateral ceasefire agreement between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, takes effect Sunday. The ceasefire will initially last until January 9th, after which it can be renewed by mutual consent. The truce is to be monitored by observers from the United Nations, assisted by the Roman Catholic Church. Bangladesh is moving almost a half million Rohingya Muslims scattered over dozens of makeshift camps in Cox's Bazar and to a once sprawling camp where they hope to have more control over the spiraling numbers of refugees. Sabah Salam administers the new camp.
The government of Bangladesh has specially provided 2,000 acres of land for the maintenance of these refugees, and they will be provided. Sanitation, shelters, foods, medicines, and other humanitarian assistance to them.
Nearly 500 people have been killed, and more than a half million Rohingyas have fled from Myanmar to neighboring Bangladesh to escape what the United Nations has called a textbook example of ethnic cleansing. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.